He joins us once a month, and today's the day for Mayor John Southers. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Doing good. Hope you have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate you taking time for us.
Is Renee starting to eat turkey early, or what's going on?
I think she's got the bird in the oven, I do believe.
Okay, good.
That's all right. We're holding down the fort for her. Mayor, the first question I wanted to ask you, and I know it's pending litigation, there's only so much you can say, but there was a story a couple weeks ago in the Gazette about, you know, we've been dealing with stormwater. There's been lawsuits filed. This particular ruling about a judge, if you could tell us what he ruled, and the story went on to say that Councilman Bill Murray says the city could be on the hook for millions of dollars coming out of parks and police and fire departments. What do you think?
Well, let me take that one at a time. First of all, Judge Mache, a federal district court judge, in a suit by the EPA and the state of Colorado against Colorado Springs for violation of its MS4 permit, which is a water quality permit, did find that after a trial that we had on basically there's a series of allegations, and this is all basically between a period from 2009 to 2014 when we did not have a stormwater fund and were frankly spending grossly inadequate amounts on stormwater, that we violated our MS4 water quality permit. The trial was about three particular sites. I think we've been sued over about 30 sites total, and they've divided it up for, you know, possibly 10 potential trials. As I've indicated since the day I became mayor, we know we have serious stormwater problems, and I've spent a lot of time trying to educate the public as to how we got here. That a lot of those deficiencies arise from the totally inadequate spending that we had on infrastructure maintenance and operations. I have been trying to settle this case. We've settled the case that Pueblo brought trying to prevent the Southern Delivery System from going online, but despite our best efforts, we were unable to convince the federal government and the State Department of Health to settle. And so we were forced to trial. The result was not pretty. They basically said, yes, you're in clear violation of your MS4 permit here. We remain in settlement discussions, and I am trying to, and our lawyer legal team is trying to settle the case, and we hope that will happen. We find the litigation totally unproductive in the sense that we've spent $3 million already litigating this case. We ought to settle it. We ought to use money that would otherwise go to litigation or fines to help resolve the problems going forward. In the meantime, of course, since I became mayor in 2015, we have set about creating what we believe will be the best stormwater program in Colorado. We've got the cooperation of the voters in reinstating the stormwater fee, so I feel very good about the future. As to Councilman Murray's remarks, they're frankly irresponsible. There's no reason to be prognosticating at this time what the potential liability is. We're working very hard with the feds and the state to try and resolve this. We're going through an inventory of exactly what do you want us to fix, what would that take, and all that sort of thing. The result was not surprising to me. I knew when I came in that as a result of decisions made, frankly, by the voters, as well as the city council, through the years, we had a huge stormwater problem.
Okay, well, we'll wait to see what you're able to do as it moves forward. Turning to another issue, I happened to be going through the airport the other day. Construction is continuing on getting the repairs done after that fire. When do you think that'll all be completed?
Well, it will be completed in phases. The third floor office spaces have been completely restored. The airport administration is back in their offices. Second floor restorations are approximately 75% and should be completed by mid-December for the strong Christmas rush, with the exception that we'll keep the airline ticket counters in temporary positions until after the holidays are over because we don't want them under construction in the huge rush period. And then the terrazzo flooring on the second floor, that's complete and polished, just some final touch-up. And then after the holidays in the first quarter of 2019, we'll complete the first floor restoration. So probably by the end of the first quarter of 2019, all the repairs will be done.
Okay. Turning to the election, the recent election, just want to talk about the issues in the sense that the voters in Colorado pretty much said no to higher taxes.
Yeah, it was interesting, Mike, that while there was a significant leftward turn by the voters, it was clearly a blue wave. And in places like Denver, they, you know, had a huge appetite for taxes, as they typically do, and Boulder. But statewide, despite the fact that Democrats did so well, I was very pleased. I was particularly, as you know, the one I was most concerned about was 110. That would have raised the state sales tax 0.62 to help to partially fund. Frankly, only 45% of the money went to state highways. But I think it would have been very bad news for Colorado Springs, because it would have raised the overall sales tax to a point that the council and I would not in the future ask the voters to renew 2C for another 5 years. And I think that would not have been good news for our local road infrastructure. But that did not pass, and I think we probably will, in the next couple of years, be going back to the voters and ask them to extend 2C for 5 years, primarily because we need to get also into the residential areas of town. We've done tremendous work improving our major arterials. We've been through 3 of the 5 years, and we'll, in the next couple of years, complete even more major arterials. But we still have an awful lot of work to do in the in our residential streets. So that's, you know, the failure of 110 leaves that option available to us. I was pleased that 73 did not pass. That was a income tax increase for schools. I think the way it was structured would have been bad for business attraction. And then there was another very, very complicated aspect to that, Mike, that I frankly don't think even the teachers' unions that put it on the ballot understood. They froze the mill levy for schools at 7% so that Gallagher would not continue to drive down the residential tax revenue available for schools. But they didn't change the Gallagher formula, so the result would have been that everybody else, cities, counties included, and most especially special districts, fire districts, and things like that, their rates, their revenues would have even have to gone down even further and faster to make sure the Gallagher formula was adhered to. So it would have been devastating to everybody else but schools. So hopefully we'll find another way to get better school funding, but that was not the answer. 112, I was very pleased that they rejected what really would have been a ban on fracking in Colorado. Mm-hmm. 74, that was an amendment that sounded great. If the government passes a regulation or does anything that diminishes the value of your property in any way, you get recovery from the government. Well, that sounds great, but unless you have a health, safety, and welfare exception, everything the government does, if we pass a ordinance for short-term rentals, if we tell folks they can have short-term rentals, that allegedly diminishes the value of their property. Mm-hmm. If we tell them you can, then everybody else in the neighborhood says, oh, that diminishes the value of our property. Virtually everything that we did, we would be shelling out taxpayer dollars for. Oregon did it in a two-year period. There's $19 billion worth of claims, and finally they said enough's enough and repealed the provision. So overall, I felt good. I supported 109 because I wanted wanted some funding for highways, and I thought borrowing the money without a tax increase was an appropriate way to do that, but the voters, I'm not sure, understood that taxes were not involved. But in any event, that failed also.
And, Mayor, I need to stop you there because of the constraints of time. Always good to catch up with you. We'll talk to you next month, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Hey, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
All right, traffic and weather together. We just got a touch behind. We'll get caught up, though. That's easy to do. Here's Jim Hudson.